This goes to Dr. Lowry, L-O-W-R-Y, fax 989-629-8145, regarding Donald Claybaugh, C-L-A-Y-B-A-U-G-H, date of birth 11/13/1958. Dear Dr. Lowry, this is a consultation for Mr. Claybaugh, who was sent for evaluation of microalbuminuria and fluctuating creatinine levels. He is a 66-year-old male patient with a long history of uncontrolled type 2 diabetes, as well as congestive heart failure and heart disease. He has paroxysmal atrial fibrillation and does see Dr. Alkeek on a regular basis for cardiology. He is trying to get sugars under control as well as possible, and he is on insulin as well as GLP-1 inhibitor, and recently has been titrating up on the Ozempic, currently up to 0.75 milligram weekly. He suffered from severe peripheral vascular disease, especially in the left lower extremity, and he's had gangrene in his left foot, and that required multiple surgeries on the left foot. He's had 3 amputations in that foot, the left great toe, the tip of the second toe, and as well as the third toe. And currently he has a non-healing sore on the bottom of his left foot, and he had a cast on that foot for several weeks. Now he's walking in a cast boot, but the wound just has not healed well. He has had intervention on that leg in the form of leg stents. Stents were placed in that leg in 2023 in Midland. And the last time he had ABI studies done, they appeared to be normal. Today he's feeling well. He denies any headaches or dizziness. No chest pain or palpitations. He's had a ablation done in April of this year, and so now he's in sinus rhythm. He does have the history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. He has some dyspnea on exertion, none at rest, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. And no current edema of the lower extremities. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, uncontrolled type 2 diabetes, coronary artery disease, diabetic neuropathy, hyperlipidemia, congestive heart failure, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, peripheral vascular disease, and osteomyelitis of the left third toe in 2024. And osteoarthritis. Past surgical history, he had cardiac catheterization with stent placement in 2023. He's had C-spine surgery and low back surgery. He had amputations on the left toes 3 times, 3 separate toes, right ankle surgery after a fracture, left leg stents placed in 2023, elective cardioversion in November of 24, and then cardiac ablation in April of 25. Social history, the patient is an ex-smoker. He quit smoking in 2015. He does not use alcohol or illicit drugs, currently is not married and lives alone, and is retired. Family history is significant for heart disease, type 2 diabetes, hypertension, and arthritis. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, Lipitor 80 milligram daily, Zabeta 5 milligram twice a day, Lyrica 25 milligram 3 times a day, Lispro regular insulin 11 units 3 times a day with meals, Glargine insulin is 40 units daily, Zetia 10 milligram daily, Lasix 20 milligram daily, Ozempic 0.75 milligram weekly, Miralax 17 gram once daily if needed for constipation. And Tresto is 97/103 milligram twice a day. Protonix, 40 milligram twice a day. Metformin is 500 milligram twice a day. Jardiance, 25 milligram daily. Eliquis, 5 milligram twice a day. Amarodione is 200 milligram daily. And Voltaren gel, topically as needed. Physical exam. Height is 73 inches, weight 260 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 120 over 62. Pulse is 68. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear, midline uvula. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy, and no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen obese, non-tender. No ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses. Extremities, trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Decreased sensation in feet and ankles bilaterally. No ulcerations except on the left bottom of the left foot, but that is wrapped currently. Labs and diagnostic studies. Most recent lab studies were done July 1st, 2025. Creatinine is 1.31, estimated GFR greater than 60. 6/24/25, creatinine 1.26, GFR greater than 60. 5/12/25, creatinine 1.6, GFR 47. 4/21/25, creatinine 1.15, GFR 6, greater than 60. 2/19/25, creatinine 1.05, GFR greater than 60. And 12/3/24, creatinine 1.52, GFR 50. 5/12/25, hemoglobin is 12.0, normal white count, normal platelets. Glucose was 267. Hemoglobin A1C is 10.5. Calcium is 8.8. Sodium 136. Potassium 4.1. Carbon dioxide 24. Albumin 4.1. Liver enzymes are normal. His TSH elevated at 6.090. Free T4 1.68. His microalbumin to creatinine ratio done on 5/6/25 is 127. We have an ultrasound of kidney and bladder, 12/28/23. Normal sized kidneys bilaterally without stones, masses, or hydronephrosis. Bladder was not fully distended, but they were unable to visualize anything abnormal at that time. And we have an echocardiogram done 1/13/25, which shows ejection fraction of 53%, mildly dilated atria, mild left ventricular hypertrophy, mild aortic regurgitation, and mild to moderate dilation of the aortic root and grade 1 diastolic dysfunction. He also had a CT scan of the heart with and without contrast with 3D cardiac imaging. They were doing the pre-procedural planning study for ablation with this procedure, and it did appear to have left atrial anatomy and measurements as indicated without any left atrial appendage thrombus, so they were able to proceed with the ablation after the CT scan was completed. Assessment and plan. One, microalbuminuria and intermittent elevations of creatinine levels, most likely secondary to uncontrolled diabetes and periodic congestive heart failure and paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. We've encouraged him to really work on diabetic control. He should have lab studies done every 3 months. He probably also needs another foot x-ray since that wound will not heal, just to be sure that there's no infection or osteomyelitis trying to impede healing. And he will follow up with the wound clinic for that. And we will have a follow-up visit with this patient in the next 4 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.